Blog Talk Radio.
Talk and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, spirit, happiness, goodwill, peace to men, women. Anyway, as always, we hope that we find you in the best of high spirits and that all is going well with you. Here at the Zurian Show, we try to bring you information and sometimes just straight talk about different things that have come to our attention. Be it that we've got a guest caller on and we're talking about a particular subject to help to educate you, or we're just trying to touch on some of those everyday things that we come across every day, and some of them make us go, and then some of them just make us shake our heads because we don't know what to say. Today's show is one of those. It's one of those that happens to us every day, and most of us don't really have any way of understanding why it works that way. The problem, too, is that some of us are the major causes of it because we're the main offenders of this particular subject. Did you ever know that everyone's talking and no one is listening? You know, every day that I do blog talk, I get to talk a lot. Well, a lot of people have come to notice that when I'm not doing a show and I have a guest on, I really don't talk much. That's because that person that's on the show has more information to share with you that's useful than I do, just me talking. So the reason that we do it that way is because I want you to get the full power of the message that that individual has to share with you. So that means that I need to be quiet. And unfortunately, most people don't seem to understand that. Also, I found that most people aren't listening. They're just basically waiting for their opportunity to talk, waiting for their opportunity to speak, waiting for their opportunity to interject. Have you ever noticed sometimes when you're talking to somebody that they are just about to lose control because there's something, there's some keyword, there's some phrase, there's some expression, there's some facial motion, there's some memory, all right? Or in some cases, there's just some particular thing that they just need to share with you so much that they can barely contain themselves because they want to share it with you, which means that they really weren't listening. Because at that point, at the point that that individual decided that they have just got to share this information with you, that they've just got to interject on your point, that they've just got to give you their comment, or they've just got to set you straight before you even finished your entire sentence or your statement, goes to show you that this person is not listening. Now, there's different types of listening. There's passive listening. There's active listening. There's, again, all different types of listening. However, the problem really isn't listening. Most of us are looking for keys. We're looking for buttons so that we can throw in our 5 cents, so that we can interject our particular thought, our particular feeling, or our particular comment. But the funny thing is that if you think about it, you really weren't listening to the person. You may mean well. Your intentions might be in the right place. But instead of you actually listening to what they're saying and allowing that person to finish their thought, to finish their paragraph, to finish their sentence, or whatever it is that they're trying to finish, most of us are so busy having self-talk in our heads that we're really not listening. So again, have you ever been in a position where you were talking to someone and as you were talking to them, you could see that they were almost losing control because they could not wait to speak? Again, the truth is that they just were not listening in the first place. They were just looking for a pause or a space to interject. And I have to admit, I am an offender of it because most of us just aren't used to that pause. And some people, like if you look at a good speech person or you look at a good storyteller, they use those pauses to drive home a particular emphasis. However, there are a lot of people that use those pauses incorrectly. So you kind of throw people off. Because guess what? The person that's listening, not listening, they didn't start to think that a pause was an entrance in, except for the fact that they were trained that way. In some cases, people were trained that that was the only way they were ever going to get a word in, is if they jumped in on the pause. And then for other people, that dynamic tension that you're trying to build, it's not necessary. It's not useful. It doesn't give you anything. It doesn't give you an answer to your question. It doesn't help get your point across. All it really is doing is wasting time. Now, please also understand that I'm not telling anybody how to speak or how to phrase things or anything like that. What I'm basically telling you is that there is a method to how you speak, and depending on your audience, that's how you need to judge what it is that you're going to say, what it is that you're not going to say, it or how you're going to say it. So, again, you need to also know your audience. But one of the main things is we all need to work on our ability to listen. You know, I was talking with a young lady today. I was doing a one-to-one, a business meeting. And we were talking about different things. And we were also, well, we were talking about business, of course. And, of course, from business, we talked about family and children and husbands and wives and work and happiness in your career and education and all of those other things that make a conversation a conversation. And as we were talking, the subject of people telling you stuff that's really none of your business kind of came up. And the interesting thing was, why? Why would a person that you kind of don't really know from a can of paint feel that they could tell you their life story? The reason that that person feels that way is because 90-plus percent of us are not listened to. And 90-plus percent of us don't feel as though we're being listened to by the people that we want to listen to us. Now, whether that's our fault or their fault or whatever is irrelevant. The whole thing is that if you want people to listen to you, then you have to be able to accept what's going to come out of their mouth. So that's another huge problem. The problem is that a lot of people can't really accept what's going to come out of the mouths of the people who they want to listen. And in some cases, they're not listening themselves. They're so busy talking that they're not even really hearing what's coming out of their mouth, even though it's going into both of their ears. They're so busy trying to get a point across or so busy trying to express a particular thing, and in some cases the wrong way, that they're not, even though they're communicating, they're really not communicating. My point is that communication is what? It's a two-way street. However, you can't take your point and drive it in, under, over, through the ground, over the mountains. You need to make, my suggestion is, I'm not telling you you need to do anything, but my suggestion is that you get to the point, get to the meat and potatoes of the situation, and then you can elaborate on the details after that. Especially if you're what we call a drama talker. What's a drama talker? A drama talker is one of those people that take something that's very little. To them, it's somewhat big, but it's a very little issue. And the way that they express the issue would leave most people to think that there's something really dramatic that's about to happen, or that there's a problem that's extremely huge. However, there is no huge problem. There is no real drama. There's an inconvenience. There's a bit of a problem. but there's nothing that requires the drama. There's nothing that requires the buildup. And if they would just get to the point with the initial details, and again, I understand everybody's got a different way of communicating, but if that person could think about getting to the detail of the matter, then from there they could elaborate on the rest of the pieces within the story. And also, there wouldn't be a mixed message. Again, now we're coming back to the listening and to the talker. Again, the person that's listening sometimes is also reacting to the individual's body position, a body position. They're reacting to the individual's way of expressing something and not really to what the person has to say. So again, the other person, all honesty, is not really paying attention. But because the individual has put so much drama on it, they've again built up a situation where if you had, as they used to say on, what was it, Dragnet, the facts, ma'am, just the facts. If the person had given the facts, as in there's a such and such and such and such going on and I think we need to investigate it because I saw this, then what that ends up happening or what ends up happening is that now you've communicated a message that lets the person that you're talking to, especially when there's always a bunch of dramas going on in life, so especially when your person that you're talking to has just been dealing with a bunch of particular problems or issues. So they're thinking, you know, oh, God, here's another problem. Oh, God, here's another problem. Oh, goodness, what's wrong now? And remember, too, ladies and gentlemen, we're conditioned to do that. You know, like somebody said very recently in a training that I went to, we are conditioned for problems. If it wasn't for problems, most of us wouldn't have a job. And it's not that we're the problems, but that there are people that need to fix the problems. Let's be honest. What is a manager's job? To fix problems. What is a supervisor's job? To fix and handle problems. So problems are something that we are constantly experiencing. And if there were no problems, most of us would have no jobs. You know, when you call, let's say, a receptionist, you have a particular need. What does that receptionist do? She solves your problem. Your problem is to get in contact with whomever or to leave a message for whomever. But that's just looking at it in the simpler fact. And please don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that a receptionist's job is easy. And I also know that you ladies that do reception work, or you guys that do reception work, you're kind of the foundation, secretaries, all of the above. You are the foundation. You are the rock, the steady rock of your particular office. And I also understand that most of you are totally underappreciated, your administrative assistants, whatever it is that your title is, because you know what's going on, when it's going on, how it's going on, what time it's supposed to go on, and who's supposed to be handling it. So, again, just give kudos to secretaries, administrative assistants, and all of that. But you're a problem solver. Just like your supervisor, your director, your AA, your vice president, your assistant president, your director, your senior director, your regional director, your national director, all of the above. Your job is just as important, but it's about communication. A lot of us can communicate better with the people that we work with than the people that we supposedly care about and love. Why? Because we're of the assumption that those people that we care about and love are supposed to just go with whatever it is that we're saying, that they're supposed to just shut up, not have an opinion, not actually have anything to say, just listen. And to some extent, you're right. But to another extent, you're wrong. That person rates just as much respect as that person that you already know doesn't really give a rat's tail whether you give them the information or don't give them the information, because it's your job. So a lot of us need to work on being, and I'm talking husbands and wives, children and above and below, we need to consider, again, the audience. What does that person mean to me? Don't just assume that because that person loves me, they're going to listen. Again, we all have different tensions. This is 2012, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know when you're going to listen or be listening to the show, but in 2013, there's going to be problems. In 2012, there's problems. In 2011, there were problems. In 2010, there were problems. In year one of us counting, and before that, in BC, there were problems. In AD, there's problems, and they're going to continue to be. So please stop thinking that you're the only person experiencing problems. Stop thinking that you're the only person that nobody seems to understand or nobody seems to want to understand. It's not that we don't want to understand either side, male or female. It's that most of us don't know how to understand. We're taking the rules and we're bending them. You know, when you explain something to your supervisor because their supervisor did something stupid, explain to me what's the difference between your significant other doing something stupid, but yet you don't feel as though you need to explain it to them. You know, what's the difference between giving them the same courtesy that you're giving someone that is your official former employer and somebody that's not your formal employer? First off, we already know that no matter what your title is, you're not getting paid anywhere near what you deserve. However, you're getting love, tenderness, shelter, food, clothing, support, and all those other things from those other people. So why would we treat them less? Why would we not take what they have to say and give it the same amount of value as the other person? Why? There really is. It makes no sense. It makes no sense at all. Because in life, for us to move forward, we have to develop. And as we develop, we also need to bring other people with us. Again, which is stronger, two people pulling the rope or one? Two. Which is probably going to get to the solution quicker if they're working together? Two people working together on a particular solution or one person working on a solution? Two. So the more people that you can properly communicate with and work on a goal that's going to move you forward, the more success you're going to have. And once you find things that work, once you repeat those successful things, what are you going to do? You're going to continue to get success because now you've created a system. You know how the person's thinking and you're working with them, not taking the knowledge that you have that you know won't work and then using that to the detriment of the both of you. So working together as a team is key. Trying to come up with solutions on how to fix problems is key. But the main thing is communicating in a manner where both parties are going to win. Maybe one party may not win as much as the other, but that's to a point of opinion. That's a state of what you believe is winning and what really is winning. What really is winning is the both of you or the group of you walking away feeling as though you've accomplished something and not being mad about it, not feeling as though you weren't listened to, not feeling as though your needs weren't met, but finding a happy medium that both parties or the entire group can be happy with. Is everybody going to be totally happy? Probably not. And why is that? Because each of us have a different way of seeing things. Our perception of reality is our perception of reality. And is everybody going to agree with it? Of course not. But again, there are a lot of happy mediums in the world. And if we could learn that the world doesn't conspire against us, it conspires with us, and that some of the things that we need to do, if we look at them, did we really, really need that? Did we really, really need that then? Can we really adjust with this? Will this do the job? Is our belief of what we want what we really want, or is it the perception that we've allowed someone else to put in our head, and then in turn, we now want that based on the wrong information, based on incorrect data? That's probably the best way to look at it. A lot of us, including me, constantly function on incorrect data. And again, it's because our parents didn't know how to communicate. All right? Our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents didn't know how to communicate. So we, in turn, probably don't know how to communicate. In the world today, you're bombarded with so many messages, so many different advertisements, so many different pitches, so many different perceptions, so many different ideas. And as you've heard me say before, unfortunately, many of us are deletion creatures. What we do is we delete what we don't want to hear. We don't accept the things that we know are fact because we don't want to accept them as fact. Be it that we're a Republican or a Democrat or a whatever, an independent, it doesn't matter. Ladies and gentlemen, if we want to be happy in the world, one, we need to talk less and listen more. And when I say listen, we need to listen with our entire being, not just with our ears. We need to listen with our eyes. We need to listen with our souls, our ears, our bodies. We need to listen with our whole being, understanding that by us listening that way and being legitimate and sincere about it, people are going to open up. They're going to feel and believe that they were heard because they were, not because you acted, not because it looked good or sounded good in a soundbite, or it looked good on television, or your suit was the right way, or your skirt was just right, or your body was just so fabulous, they were looking at you so hard they didn't even hear what you said. But based on the fact that the information that you're giving, the information that you're sharing, and the feeling that you're giving off with your whole being is one of just positive understanding and making that person feel appreciated. Everybody wants to be heard. Everybody wants to be appreciated. Everybody wants to be recognized. Again, but how many times do many of us not even say thank you? You know, how many times do many of us not even say excuse me? You'd say excuse me to a stranger walking across the hall that was in your way, but if it's your significant other, you look at them like they're stupid and want to know why can't they get out your way. You get upset in the grocery store when somebody's got a cart in the middle of the aisle and you need to get by. However, you get upset again when you're in the middle of the aisle with a cart and you don't want to move or somebody didn't ask you to move. Again, most of it is we need to practice what we preach. We need to treat others as we want to be treated. We need to be considerate not only to our fellow man, but understand that by being considerate, we're also being considerate and respectful to ourselves. And we're also setting an example. Your children see everything that you do. Other people see everything that you do. I love that commercial that they have when one person does a right and somebody sees that right. They go out of their way to do something right. Another person sees it. Now, here's the interesting thing. There are more people in that area that see that good deed, that see that act of kindness than that one person. But the interesting thing about it is, on average, most people don't see that good thing. They're so wrapped up in their own self-talk. They're so stimulated with all the other things that are going on in their lives that they miss it. And the interesting thing about the commercial is, even when they show the illustration of someone doing a good deed, they show one person, other than the person that was helped, observing the fact that that happened. And again, why is that? Because we're deletion creatures. You know, it's interesting when they look at scientists and they say that every single experience that you experience, everything that you've ever been taught, everything that you've ever been shown, everything that you've ever seen is in your mind. It's in your head. You just have to figure out how to retrieve that information. So the right answer to every question, you were given the right answer. So guess what? It's in there. You just have to figure out your filing system. And you know the filing system is there, so now what do you need to work on? You need to work on your retrieval process, because that's what we're all lacking. We're all lacking the proper retrieval process to get that information out, to get that information that's in there and be able to categorize it and put it in a manner where we can actually take that information and then pull it out, use it, and use it to our advantage. Be able to help people. You know, you say you're not good at math, bullcrap. You just haven't found it important enough to put math at a high enough level to where you can retrieve that information, or you just don't think that it's truly important enough for you to put that effort in. Maybe you just don't like math. But it's not that you don't know the answer. It's not that you don't know how to figure out the problem. It's the fact that you've decided in your head that it's not the thing that you want to do. It's not what's going on in your life, so that you can go ahead and retrieve that information and then use it accordingly. So, as we go through our evolution, our development, and I know the evolution of man is going to go on for millions of years as long as we don't create our own genocide, but as your evolution in growing, we all need to understand that, what was that saying? A broken clock with hands and numbers is right twice a day. We all need to understand that we're all going through a learning curve. We're all trying to adjust. We're all trying to make it in this big blue marble. We're all trying to grow up and be somebody, so to speak. We are all here for a purpose, yet most of us aren't living anything near what our purpose is. Most of us are not reaching our potential. Why are we not reaching our potential? Because we're not trying to reach our potential. We've taken a set amount of rules, a set amount of principles and things that people have told us, and we're accepting them as being real and being true. Not even really coming to the conclusion as to, are they really real? Is this a fact, or is this just something that somebody told me? Was I miscommunicated to? You know, Les Brown tells a story in his life about him being labeled as ineducable, you know, him being mentally retarded and not able to learn. And he became one of the most best known speakers and most eloquent speakers that there is. You know, this is somebody that was told he was mentally retarded, that he couldn't be taught. And then one teacher that didn't know that Les was supposed to be, you know, ineducatable, actually told him, what do you mean? There's no such thing. You can learn just like everybody else could learn. And that put the spark in Mr. Les Brown's head that if he believes in me, why don't these other teachers believe in me? If he believes in me and my mama, which is the famous Mimi Brown, his adopted mother, if she believes in me, then why don't these teachers believe in me? And it made him stop and think. Like I said, it put the spark in his head that created the Les Brown that we all know now. The Les Brown that's done the PBS specials and all these other things. The Les Brown that has now been a mentor to millions. You know, same thing with Jim Rohn. Jim Rohn was somebody that said the only thing he knew how to do was milk cows. And from learning how to milk cows and being introduced to Mr. Schultz actually told him that he could make money doing other things. And that was network marketing for health products. And Les Brown, you know, who is passed, is been a mentor to millions of people in different countries throughout the world. So if these men and women, Oprah Winfrey, Maya Angelou, all of these people, if they can be people that can help others, what's stopping you? It's your limited thoughts, it's your limited beliefs, and it's you not taking the necessary steps and doing them again and again and again and again until they become rote, until they become natural. Again, you don't have to get rid of a bad habit. Find a new habit, and as that new habit takes over, guess what? You'll be a better person. Anyway, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Everybody have a great day. Thank you for listening, and I hope that the show was useful to each and every one of you. Take care.